then if you commingle, if you attach, mind surely, if you are massive, that's the aloha bazon, if you are massive, you unite. Here to form mind surely with main mikve. So then, the here to form mind surely become enum surely. But in order that mikve should be massive, you require men so in the mikve to be massive. But in order that Mayon should be massive, here to form Mayon Shuri, so Mayon is entire the whole Shuri. Mayon even a cold Shuri, here is the Halisha Nikri. So the Mele, this Mayon, this main Mayon that never became Shuri, that passed along the wind, when they pass out into the Brecho and unite with the water that was for a short time, in the Teich of the Sheikhs. So they are massive. This water is massive, this water. But you'll say, the water, how much water could have passed over the wind? Less than them so, it doesn't matter. Since it's Mayon, so Mayon has the capacity to be massive and to be mafkia shuri, even a mashu of the Mayon. So, this is the Pshat Mishnah. Mayon shall be al gaba Sheikhs. Possible. Why? Because it becomes show. So you cannot be table inside the shakes. But the real gabi sopo kocho is kosher chutzolo. Shamayon tayo kocho. But if besides the water that enters into the tail of the shakes, so there is water that passes over the winds, that never became show. Then they pass out, and this water passes out. And the water that passed over the wind unites, becomes commingled. So the water that passes over the wind, so that's Meimayo. Even though it doesn't have Memso, is massive. The water that overflows from the Teich of the Sheikhs. And this water too, the Shemsho, becomes Koka. So Kosha Utolo. So, according to most Rashi, and even according to the Rashba Shite, according to Avraham Yosef Haitchik's, he was a contemporary, he was Rabbi Salamiko, and he was a contemporary of the Bes Yosef. And the Bes Yosef, in Hilchas Bikvoyes, mentions the whole Shiva that Avraham Yosef Haitchik wrote. So according to Arab Rabbi Taitzik, so this is the sheet of the Rajma too. In other words, that only if you have water that passes over the wind and never becomes shore, never enters into the tail of the Sheikhs, so then that water as it passes out beyond the Sheikhs, outside the Sheikhs, and commingles with the water from the tail that overflows, is massive. They here to pour Mayim Shuri in the tail. But suppose no water passes over the wind. All the water just goes into the tail, and there is no water that passes over the wind. There is no water that passes over the wind. Sometimes if the wind is bent, so then no water that passes over the wind will pass out, because it will drop down, you see, if the wind will be bent like this. So then any water that will pass on the wind will immediately fall down before it has an opportunity to pass out beyond the ship. So in that case you cannot be taken even outside the ship, because you have no water on the wind that can be massive, the water of the tail. This is the pshat according to all the Sheni, and according to Rav Yisrael Taitchik. Pshat in the Rajbo, in the Chumash Rajbo, this is the sheet of the Rajbo also. However, the Bes Yosef says that the Rajbo sheet is different. The Bes Yosef said that the Kodit, but whatever the sheet of the Rajbi is, the sheet of the Rosh is definitely not like that. And the sheet of the Rambam is definitely not like that. And And from the Rashi, it's also muhach. Not like that. But in the Rashbo, there is a machlekes. So according to the Yosef, Pshat in the Rashbo. So even if there is no water that passes over the rim and then goes out and becomes commingled with the water that overflowed from the tank. So it's only possible to be taken inside the shekes. But once the water from the tank of the shekes overflowed and filled up the pool outside, here you can be taken without water from the rim being massive, this one. That's the sheet of the Rashbo according to the Yosef Pshat. Alright, anyway. Now let's see. My own share, Viri al Gabi Hashem is possible. And Viri al Gabi Sopo Koshu Kosha Kutsoro Shamayon Nitaya Bichol Shiru. Now that's the first part of the Mishnah. Then the second part of the Mishnah discusses another thing. Let's see the Rab on the first part. My own share, Viri al Gabi Hashem is Shiru Kligo Hashem is Shemesel. Possible after my own share, Viri Hashem is. Uvi my own share, it's in the Hashem is Lechuz. So Rabbi Vadim Batnore certainly does not agree with what the Bis Yosef considers to be the Shittas HaRashi. So he says in so many words that if there is no water passing along the rim and never enters into the Teich, so that water cannot be massive, the water from the Teich, so then you cannot be tabled, not only you cannot be tabled here, even after it overflows and it fills up the pool, you cannot be taken in the pool either, because once it entered the tail of the shekes, it became shol. So then when it overflows, you have mayim shomi. So the mikveh consists of mayim shomi. So you cannot be taken in the pool. Alright. So the mayim sheitzim meyim nashiket lochut, so the mayim koshim was rashiket. Aber mit mir am Mai bei Ibrim als Wasser sieht kochu. If you have a little bit of water, some drops that pass, that never enter into the Teich of the Shekes, just on the wind. Kol afa kishe miktsos on Ibrim, Seich HaShekes, kol shalat on the Mayim shal swat HaShekes yuchutz alor. Because when this water, the drops of water that pass over the wind, which never became shol, and that's the Mayim, so when it passes outside, and it unites with the water that overflows from the tail, so these drops that passed over the wind are massive and mitaya makia b'shem shol from the water that was for a short time in the tail of the shekes. Avon kishmik tos meh b'sikha shekes koshwad v'mayim shavara shekes achutzalo v'mayim mitaya b'chol shehu. Alright, now the next second portion of the Mishnah. הביר ילגה בברי חובי פסיקי הרי הוא כמקווה הרי הוא כמקווה חוזה והמשיכי פוסל ואיזו במוצרויים ולקדיש ממחתוס עד שידע שיצור שיוצור שני. Now here in the second part of the Mishnah there is a very basic machlekes reshit. According to the Rash and the Rosh and the Marik, so the Mishneh, the second part of the Mishneh, has reference to the case where it's a viri al gabi brecho that is full. In other words, you have here a mayim. Now we have to forget about the shekes. We're discussing another case. You have here a mayim. And then, here we have Ibrecho, a real pool. And the pool is full with water. It's full with water. And then you channel the Mayan so that water from the Mayan should get into the Ibrecho. Even though the Ibrecho has water, a lot of water, but you channel it, you manipulate it, that no water should enter into the brecho, but the brecho is full. Now, of course, even without the Meimayim, you can be taken in the brecho, it's a mikveh. But there is a difference between a mikveh and a mayor. A mikveh is only mitayeh abeshbeinat, it's not mitayeh abeshbeinat. A mikveh requires mitzorim for tulaskeh. A mayor is mitayeh abeshbeinat, certainly without tulaskeh. But according to many Rishonim, even tulasodom, it's mitayeh abeshbeinat, doesn't require. So there's a difference between a mayor and a mikveh. So here you have a mayor that was mayor mayor. That was mayor mayor. And then you manipulate it that the mayon should pass through the brecho and fill up more water, the brecho. The brecho that already had water. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. So suppose you manipulated that water from the mayon should flow into the brecho, and the brecho already had water before. But that was a mikveh, it wasn't a mayon. But now you manipulate that water from the mayon should fill up the brechon leor. So, and then you stop it. For a short time, it was channeled into the brechon, and then you stopped it, the flow. So, no more water flows from the mayon into the brecho. So the moment you sever the connection between the mayon and the brecho, so then the mikveh, the brecho, does not have a din of mayon anymore. In other words, as long as the connection between the mayon and the brecho is intact, is unsevered, so then intact. So the brecho has a din of mayon. In other words, you can be mavru b'chokshu, and even though it's echun, you can be mitayeh. But the moment you sever the connection, even though for a certain time there was a continuous flow of water from the mayon into the brecho, the moment you sever the connection, so it ceases to have a din mayon. And it only has a mikveh. So the mayor, if the water will be safely, it will not be mitayeh, and it has to have Memzor, but until he's maxing the connection, so he has a mayon. But the moment he severs the connection, so then it ceases to have a mayon. Do you see the arrangement? Chozavim shechek. So suppose he manipulated that the mayon should flow into the brecho. And the brecho was not the brecho reikom, but it had a water. So suppose he first manipulated that water from the mayon should flow into the brecho. Then he severed the connection. And then he decided to renew the connection again. So once, as long as there is no connection, it has a din of mikveh. And it's not mitayeh b'zeichlin, and it's not mitayeh b'chokshu. But suppose, after interrupting, because severing the connection, he renews the connection again, so then again it acquires a din of mayon. But, so that it will be mitayeh b'zeichlin, and it will be mitayeh b'chokshu, but it will not be whole for tefillah zorim mitzorim. Why? Because zorim mitzorim, first of all, Zogim Mitzorayim require tefillah b'mayon, not just the mikveh, but that b'mayon. And Zogim Mitzorayim require mayon chayim. So, sometimes certain water has the din of mayon, but mayon chayim they aren't. We learn that in the first stage, in the different levels. Mayon yuchim, let's say hot spring, the hot springs. So they are mayon. So it can be mitayeh b'zeichlin. It can be mitayeh b'chokshu. But the zav in the mitzvah could not be tevel in the hot spring, because that's not mayim chayim. So in other words, mayim chayim is the next zav. That's it. That apply to every mayon, whether it has a thing of mayim chayim or not. Let's say the halacha that the mayon is mitayeh b'zeichlin. That mayon is mitayeh b'chokshu. So that applies to every mayim, even a mayim that does not have a halisha mayim chayim. Let's say hot springs, mayim muchim, or salty springs. It's, as long as it's spring water that naturally emanates, so even though it's salty and even though it's hot, so it has a mayim, it's mitaya becholchu, it's mitaya bezeichli, but zoin and zoin could not be taken in hot springs or the salty springs because it's not mayim chayim. So here too, if you have a lech or lech, and then you manipulate that water from the mayim should come into the brecho, so there, as long as it keeps on flowing, it has a mile chalad vod. But the moment you interrupt, you sever the connection, so it ceases to have a mile. So Paul, so really it's not in Mitaya Mizekhoin, and it's not in Mitaya the Chodesh. But suppose after you sever the connection, you again revive the connection, we renew the connection, so again it acquires a din of mayim, but it doesn't acquire a din of mayim chayim. Because if for one moment the connection was severed, so that was mafkia, the din of mayim chayim from. So choza v'mshichei posol izobim u'tzoroyim u'kadish v'mchatos ad sheyeida sheyotzo v'shim. Now, so this is the pshat of the Rash and the Rosh, and what the Rambam has his own Shite, but the Rambam Shite is similar to that, but he has his own Shite. And the Marik. And the Marik says in so many words, and it is assumed, that the Rash and the Rosh will agree with and the Rambam also will agree with the Marik. The Marik says, that we have all this coming, that Tipsike is a Ryukimikve, but not the Mayon, Chodavim Shichei, so it reacquires the Mayon, but the Shemaim Chaim doesn't have, so Bamed Vom Amurim, if it was done in a Brecho that had water, but suppose you had an empty Brecho, no water at all, and then you manipulated that water from the Mayon should fill up the empty brecho, the empty pool, so then it has a din of mayon, even after you sever the connection, it still has a din of mayon. It still has a din of mayon, and it's mitaya bezeichli, and it's mitaya becholchu. Furthermore, it's kosher, even for tefillah zon mitzvah, it's mayim chayim too. And the eye of the Mariki is the Mishneh. We haven't reached that Mishneh, but we discussed it several, many times. So, Gal Shemislash, Vinofa, Al Odom Valdabake, Yej Vimem So, so is Mitaya. So, Gal Shemislash means it was already Nipsak, detached completely from the Mayon. Still, it is in the Mayon, it's Mitaya Bezerchlin. So, how does the Mishnah say here, that's the Barik's Kashi, how does the Mishnah say here, so this tends to, this implies that when something is severed from the spring, it does not have a din of mayim. How about Tauchen Islash? It's Mitaya Bezerchwin. It's Mitaya Bezerchwin. It's fair, it says, Yechvin and so we discussed it. I mentioned the Rav Chaim on it. So, does some of the Shaykhim say that the reason is why it says Yechvin and so, because it says not for our order. And many of the Shaykhim hold, but in Rosh, that Tfilah Sodom requires Mem So even in Mayim. That's why we require Mem So. But as far as Tfilah Sodom, so it doesn't require Mem So. So in other words, so according to these Rishayim, we see that Gal Shenislash, even though it's completely detached from the Mayon, has a din of Mayon, and it can even be Mitayei Zoyim Tzoroyim Mayon Chayim too. There is no Aruch in order to have a Chalish Mayon. It must maintain its connection with the spring. As long as it came from the spring, even though the connection was severed, detached. In other words, Mislash. So here too, When does the Mishnah say every oral gabed reichovim psikare yukin mikve? When does the Mishnah say every oral gabed reichovim psike hare yukin mikve? So that is only if the breicho is a breicho meir, but if the breicho is a breicho rikonis, so then, as long as it's a viral da breicho, you know it's seeking, so it's a gal shani slash, so are you kemayo? I mean, this is the shite of the Rash and the Rosh, the Marik, the shite of the Ayubit, and the shite of Tetzves and Chiras that we have. I cannot go over it now, but you look it over. In Bchiras Dachnun Hei, Shita of the Eilet and Titzer, in Bchiras Dachnun Hei is to the contrary. That the Mishnah has reference to Ebrei Chovikonis, and even vis-a-vis Ebrei Chovikonis. So once it is Nipsak, so then it ceases to have a din of Mayo. So then the Kasha, why is it distinguishable from Gauss and Mishlas? So why don't discuss that? But that is the Shite of the Ayat. Now, how does the Rambam explain the Mishneh? How does the Rambam apply it? So, the Bes Yosef says that from the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh, it's mashma that the Rambam applies the Mishneh to Ebrei Chovikonis. In other words, like the Rash and the Rosh. The Rash and the Rosh, the Rash is not so explicit, but other Rashim are explicit. But it's the Midayot from the Rosh and the Rash. So, to the Rambam, the Bes Yosef says, not like the Rash and the Rosh, because the Rash and the Rosh apply it to the Brei Chomeyo, and Brei Chomeyo is his Nipsak, it has a din of Maya, like Gauss and Islash. So Bes Yosef says, that the Rambam applies it to a Brecho Mikonis. In other words, so the Shita is like the Raivet, and like Tetzves, in Prira Dachnei, Prira in cases, like Tetzves, Prira Dachnei. However, even though the Bes Yosef is Midayit from the Rosh and the Rambam, Perosh HaMishneh, that according to the Rambam, the Mishneh is reference to a Brecho Mikonis, but all the Poskim, everybody. They say that the Rambam Perush HaMishneh, there is no deal from the Rambam Perush HaMishneh. And the Rambam Perush HaMishneh can be explained so that it has reference to a Brei Chomeyo. But whatever the pshat is in the Rambam Perush HaMishneh, in the Rambam's Moshe Yon Chazoko, it's clear that the Rambam Yon Chazoko does not apply it to a Brecho Rikonis, to a Brecho Meir. In other words, in case of a Brecho Rikonis, so even if it's Nipsak, it doesn't cease to have the din of Meir, because it's like Gaush and Islash. Alright, now, let's see the Rosh Naramba. In Yer Hazor. Periktes, Halachetes. Now, the first step of the Rambam is this Halachetes. We are not discussing right now. We go where that's the Rav Chaim is on the first step, on Shechis. But now we are concerned primarily with the second step of the Mishnah. This Halachetes. Hoyo Meimov Nimshoche. We say, Brecho, Shehi Mayim. So he says, for your name of the Shochim is your Brecho Shimai. Now the Brecho had water. So he spells it out like the Russian Rosh. Brecho Shim and the Marit. Vinik Nimshon. Hare Isa Brecho Kinik. For your name is a Chutz with Brecho. Hare the person is of Mitzvoy and Kaj Mechatos. Ache Yetu Shiyotso Koma Mikve. Shehoyu Bisecha Brecho. Bisecha Brecho. So, from the Rosh Naramu HaZokah, it's clear that he has reference to the case where the Brecho is Brecho Meir. But in the Brehoi-Brehoi-Koni, so the, even if the connection is severed, even if the connection is severed, so it's still the head is a din of Maya, like Al-Shanislash, like Al-Shanislash. But there is one difference between the Shita of the Rashi and the Rosh, and all the Rishenim who applied the Mishneh and the Marik, all the Rishenim who applied the Mishneh to the case of Ibrahim Reo and the Rambam. Because according to all the Rishenim who applied the Mishneh to Ibrahim Reo, so what it says, the Yipsike, so what does it mean, the Yipsike? In other words, if the connection at the opening of the Brecho was severed. So, having Kifri. But suppose the connection at the opening, at the Knisse to the Brecho. Let's say, here is the Mayor, and here is the Brecho. Here is the beginning of the Brecho, and here is the end of the Brecho. So, according to all the machines, other than the Rambam, so when it says Vihivse, Vihivsike, so Areyukimikre, it means if the opening at the Knesset to the Brecho, the connection was severed. It no more flows. There is no continuous flow from the Mayon to the Brecho. Then it stops having the din of Mayon. But suppose the connection at the Knesset of the Brecho is not severed, but it is severed at the end of the Brecho. It doesn't go out. It's not Zichel outside the Brecho. So then it continues to have a din of Mayon. Even though it doesn't conform to the natural characteristic of a Mayon. A Mayon keeps on flowing, it doesn't stop. But in this case, let's say he manipulated, he set up a connection between the Mayon and the Brecho. So, and that connection at the Knesset of the Brecho was not severed. But the situation is such that while the connection at the Knesset of the Brecho is not severed, so water from the Mayon continually flows into the Brecho, but it fills up the Brecho, it doesn't go outside the Brecho. It remains in the Brecho. So it's according to the Rashi and the Rosh, it continues to have a din of Mayon. Even though it does not exactly partake of the attribute of Mei Mayon, because Mei Mayon keeps on flowing, he doesn't stop. Here, so the water from the Mayon flows continually into the Brecho, and there it remains. It doesn't go out of the Brecho. So you could say, since it doesn't go out of the Brecho, it does not partake of the attribute of Mayon. The natural way for Mayon is to keep on flowing, not to be retained in a certain place. Still, all the Rishonim, the Rash, the Rosh, the Marik, they say that the Yipsike means if the connection at the Knesset of the Brecho was severed, then it's Kimikve. But if the connection at the Knesset of the Brecho was not severed, even though at the end of the Brecho it is severed, it comes to them. It doesn't flow out, it doesn't continue to flow out of the Brecho further. So there, so it still has a din of Mayon. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, so if there is a severance at the beginning of the Brecho or at the end of the Brecho, it ceases to have a din of Mayon. So when does it have a din of Mayon? It has a din of Mayon only as long as there is a continuity. There is a connection at the beginning of the Brecho, and there is a continuity of flow at the end of the Brecho. So he says, Hevile alta Brecho, v'yifsike, and he severed the connection. whether we sever the connection, the continuity of flow, whether we sever the continuity of flow at the beginning of the Brecho, or even if at the beginning of the Brecho he didn't sever the connection. And there is a continuity of flow at the beginning of the Brecho. But he severed it at the end of the Brecho, so then it's Kinnik. Then it's Kinnik. And then, Mashenike, if it's a Brecho, recognize, so then the Shiddes Rambam, they all say, all the Pasuk say, that the Shiddes Rambam is like the Marich. So then, even though it was this Sakwe beginning evident, so it has a bit of Mayon, and it's kosher even resolving on Tzoroyim, because like Dalshin is such. So we have three shot in the Rishonim. The Shiter, of the Rash and Rosh, and the Marich, and the Shiter of Tetzves Sipcheres, and the Raivet in Bala Nefesh, and the Shiter of the Rambam. So the Shiter of the Rambam, on the whole, it's very similar to the Shiter of the Rash and the Rosh, and the Marich. But there is one distinction in the case of the Brecho Meor and the connection, the flow, the continuity of flow at the beginning of the at the entrance of the Brecho is not interrupted, but at the end of the Brecho it's ever. So then, according to the Rashi and the Rosh and the Marich, it will still have a bit of Mayo. And according to the Rambam, as long as there is a hefsek, a severance of connection, at the beginning of the entrance of the Brecho, or at the exit of the Brecho, so Meila ceases to have a din of Mayon. Because Mayon, the natural characteristic and tendency of Mayon is to keep on flowing. But if it keeps on flowing and it enters into the Brecho, and then at the exit it stops, it becomes combined within the Brecho, so then it's not mine. All right. Now, let's see the Rechtera. Harekin, we see in the Abraham of Gorn Mayer, Harekin Mikve, the entire Hosha, Shem Soho, the Mushik, Shem Mayan Brecho, Posse Lizog, the Posse Kriusom, the Mitzroy Mechal, Tim Mechal. Now, the Ramlat Nor is not clear whether he applies the second half of the Mishnah to the case of a Brecho Meir or Brecho Rekonis, it's not clear. It's not clear. Now let's see the Rav. Or the next mission. Oh, that's the next mission. All right. Hevirei al-gabi kei. Suppose he manipulated that water from the Mayon should run over Keirin. Over Keirin. Oy al-gabi sapso. Now the question arises, we just learned in the first Mishnah that Mayim Shevir al Gav HaShem is possible. So it's possible even to be Teivel outside the Shekes. Why? Because the moment they enter into the Teiv of the Shekes, they become Shoyl. So even after they pass out of the Shekes, they are overflowed from the Shekes. So it's still possible, unless we have other water that is massive. But without other water being massive, so it's possible even outside the shekels. And here it says, "If you are that became when that stops, so rebuilding the area of Shoyo, it has a din of Mayon. Rebuyesi is chelik, so it's a daughter of the Mayon. But the din of Mikre it has, we will watch a yatra that we are sapso. But when it goes beyond the Kele, beyond the Sapso, you can be Tevel. So it seems to be diametrically opposed to the Aruch mentioned in Mishnah. So how does the Rav solve that apparent conflict? Hevira al Gabikele, Mishaheri Ramayon, al Daphne Akele, Mibachutz. Al Daphne Akele, Mibachutz. In other words, he did not, like this, suppose, well, not exactly this way, because this, the rim bulges, you know, on the back. So the rim bulges. So it has a little bit of a tail, you see. But suppose it will be completely flat. Like this. And he set out. If it bulges, the weight is here, so it can contain some gaps of water, so it has a vestibule. But you have to imagine that here it's completely flat. There is no bulging. So, and he set it up like this, and then he channeled the main nylon to go over the gear. So there is no tear. It doesn't become short. This is how the Rav explained it. Tepina Dabkin Shevra Mayim Aldafni Akeli, Vibachutz. Aldafni Akeli. Or, suppose all the water goes over this rim. It doesn't go into the tear. So there is no miskibul, it was not contained in the tail. So then it is certainly kosher. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it never entered into a miskibul of a kele, just over a kele, not a miskibul of a kele, so mele, it remains to have a din of mayim too. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, well, I have to understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it doesn't come short, since it didn't enter into a miskibul, just Me'achilot or the Tfanot, or the Tfanot of the wind, so the melee didn't come short. But the Din Mayon, as long as he passed over a Kele, so the Din Mayon is Poker. Why is it Poker? Well, that has to be expression. Rabbi Lakishon, Rabbi Yisrael Me'arei Kinik, Uvil Vachel Yadro Adarei Sapsom. Why not on Gabriel Sapso? That's exactly what Shemayad will be. Now let's see the Rav. If you are going to kill Shemayad, why are you going to kill Shemayad? I'm sure you're going to kill Shemayad. I'm 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 going to kill Shemayad. Alright. Now the Rav. Shemayad, I'm going to kill Shemayad. Shemayad, I'm going to kill Shemayad. שאוכל בשייקי, זאת אומרת, בסבור סוכו של ההת ומחת את נהיריה. והפסיק לו שהם יעברי חום לחבור ממיון, הרי כמי קלה. ואיתי המחור שהוא... So, the medayik from the lotion, from the lotion of the rash, the rash applies it to a case of the break of the Tezwar, because he talks you see, שאין מייבריך או מחבור למים. חבור למים. So in other words, it had מים, the break or had מים before too. הרי הוא נקרא מתי בכל שהוא עד שישמע בו נמסור. פוסל נזום מפה, פוסק חיוס או נזום נמצאו עם אחד מקסים מהי חי. על גבי כאילו, now, here everybody was, you see, that all the מפורשים, all the machine, were bothered by the הלוחים משתבאים. הביא על גבי כלים, so רבי לי מה אני שואל. And רבי איזה says, I don't think, but he doesn't become possible with vile, why is it different than מיין שהביא על גבי שייקה, so it's possible. So the Rav says, here it has reference to the case where it didn't pass into the tail. Just that's not in the day bed or the back when there is a flat. When it is completely flat without the skin, the Rav says something else. It can be applied to the case where it did enter into the teich of the kelim. But the kelim had a neket, so it was maftiyah b'shem kelim. Let's say, if it had a neket that is so large that it's not become too many. So as long as the shem kelim is poka, so the melee doesn't become short. It doesn't become short. Gabba kei nikudim, yilav ohem, maish nekei mishay. Harik, mishoyo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, litai vzeichum chol shu, harik, yitim ikhle bilboyah bohem sobesh meirem, ubilbash o yadlo gabba asap, so, zeiro, to tfila bikuli, tayyum disekte, mayon ayetu mitalmai, umitalmai libreicho, so, Talmai is the same thing like chains. It's the same thing like chains. So, if the Mayon, the water from the Mayon goes into the Talmai, and then from the Talmai, it goes into the Brechot. Rishem, Rishem, Alipsuri. So any bit of water that gets into the tank of the Talmai and then overflows and comes out, it becomes Shovel. Rishenim, Rishenim, Alef Shulim, Rishenim, Shovel. Ketza Beise, Neikvo, Meins Vosei, not Meins Kone, there has to be a correction. Neikvo, Meins Vosei, Koche, he has to make to bore a naked koche in the Shulayim of the Talmai. In the Shulayim of the Talmai, we need to Maimoti Mitar in a Samgobi. In other words, suppose you have a Talmai. Let's see, this is a Talmai. So originally, so in other words, here is the Mayum, and the water runs into the Talmai. And the, originally, in the very outside, it didn't have any naked. And then it overflows and runs into and flows into the Breichot. So every water that enters into the Talmai becomes Shovel. But he wants to be, and he filled up a whole Breichot with water, but he wants to make it kosher, to make it suitable for Tfilet. The Breichot, which is already full with water, with Mayim Shuvim. So all he has to do is, he said, he says, let him bore a little hole. Let him bore a little hole here, in the Shulayim. And then, as the water from the Mayim runs and fills it up, so this water, the new water, that comes from the Mayim into the Talmai, after the hole was bored in the Shulayim, does not become Shulayim. And since it's made Mayim, so true, the bulk of the water here is already Shulayim. But then he bores a hole in the Shulayim, and then new water from the Mayim comes. That made Mayim and enters into the Talmai, and from the Talmai into the Breichot. So then the new water will be massive, be mitayer, the old water, because Mayim is mitayer, the whole church can affect Ashoke, the whole church. So this is what he said. Nekro means was it coaching into my word in Italian somewhere. Pirish, how my flesh, Shikashmoy, Nekro means was it coaching with what interestingly, Vahai means was it Bishulio. The Sage Kim Lachat, Kim Kore Bisipritnuli, Vinim to my Morty, Shemina Mayo, we play home in Tarans, we are playing home Lugan and Shom. Because the word is given Nam and Mishashre, this Kashi is not only directed against the Deceptive, it's directed against our Mishnah of Shaytis to all the Shemi Mestis in Kashi. Here the Mishnah says, here the Mishnah says that Mayim Shevira Gabe Shekes is possible. And the price in the sector says that Mayim Shevira Gabe Atalmai is possible. He has to be Mashik. So the Rash Kashi is in the Mishnah and in the sector, why do we have to resort to Ashok? Without Ashok. After all, there is Aroche of Eruv Mikvoyski Shevira Sameit. So we should be mutter to be tevel inside the shekes, inside the Talmai to be mutter to be tevel. Because there is a continual flow of water between the Mayim and the shekes, between the Mayim and the Talmai. And then we should tell us, amen. First of all, in order to affect a shoke, we don't even need shefer us, amen. So even to Tefiyah by Tefiyah, but we have Shefer HaSadei too. So not only do we have a Ashoke without making it naked in the Talmai, do we have a Ashoke, but it should be mutter, we even have little mikvahs. It should be mutter to be table inside the Sheikes. That Aroche, that if you put a single table of mikvah in the Yam and there is a Shefer HaSadei connection between the water in the Yam and the water in the Siddur Tevel Migdol, So you can be taken even inside the city of Ego. Even inside the city of Ego. Why? Because the Ego is Shvarasalei. So here too, there is a Nimu. There is a Hibu, a connection between the water of the Mayo and the water in the Sheikhs, or the water in the Talmud. And there is a connection of at least the Shizarazalei. So so when somebody is stable inside the Sheikhs, it should be considered as if you are stable in the Mayo. In the same way as if you had, you put the Zidotei Migo in the Yam. In the Yam. And there is a Shizarazalei connection between the water of the Yam and the water of the Zidotei Migo. And then the person gets inside the Zidotei Migo and is stable. So it's a good feeling. So it's considered as if you were staying on the up, not in the city of the middle. So here too, since there is a Shvetara Salim connection between the Mayon and the Talmai, between the Mayon and the Sheikhs, so maybe if somebody would be taking a chile, or he'll put a baby inside the Sheikhs, I mean, if the Sheikhs is very big, even a grown-up person, he immerses himself inside the Sheikhs, inside the Talmud. It should be considered as if he immersed himself inside the lion. Because of him, because he's there today. That's the cash. Because he's going to give an animal, actually, to him. Giving the Chubon the lion, that will my Shemple of my Shubi. My Shubi. Mitaya the Hotsu, it nam to the Kamel, that will say, Hakri Asfish or Mitre. He needs to be Shemel of Akilish, that's more than Dige, she must be in Kui, this is Kui. Sheikh Mifiki Shvara Salei. In other words, suppose you have many small kids. You have many small kids. You have, let's say, 100 meters. What up? And you want to tell them. It's very difficult to immerse each individual needle in